It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. The Ian Furness Show is presented by Snoqualmie Casino.
You know, the guys liked each other. They worked hard for each other. Their main goal is winning hockey games, not personal accolades, which is always special when a team comes together and does that. And because of that, we're able to have a lot of success. So it was an exciting year for sure from that standpoint.
Text us at 49451 and hit the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app.
Grounded up the middle, four hits for IKF. One run scores. Here comes Calhoun. He'll score. It's a two-run single for Kanafalefa, and the Yankees lead 10-2.
This is the new Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM.
Oh, what an absolute gong show that was. All right, highlight courtesy of Yes Network. Before that, you heard Ron Francis. Contract extension is done. We are hoping to go to the Kraken Community Iceplex live in a couple minutes, courtesy of Fox 13. Seattle.com. So let's do this. Let's get right into the headlines. We'll see if we can do that.
Now, from the Star Rentals Sports Desk, your 93.3 KJRFM Sports Headlines.
Brought to you by Venue Kings, VenueKings.com. Yankees crushed the Mariners 10-2 yesterday. Logan Gilbert, much like Bryce Miller, got lit up. Four innings, seven hits, five earned runs, struck out four. He was not good. Same two teams tonight. Matt Festa, by the way, recalled from the minor leagues. He'll be the sacrificial lamb tonight if someone gets in trouble and has to go long. Welcome to Aaron Judge land. Judge hit like seven home runs yesterday. It was a record for a Major League Baseball player. It's never happened before. Might have been eight. I'm not sure. Washington, Michigan State will be on Peacock. More on the Pac-12 schedule release coming up in just a couple minutes. Breanna Stewart scored 100, and the Liberty came to town last night, beat the Storm 86-78. You say, how did she score 100 and they only scored 86 as a team? I don't know. Amazing.
Wait, did I write that?
No.
No. I was like, oh, no.
No, she was good, though.
Threw him under the bus.
Even with the black eye, she was good, man. She played well last night.
She gets hit in the eye a lot. Huh?
That was like a couple weeks ago, I guess, or a week ago she got hit. It wasn't a Storm player. Though some Storm rookie wrapped her up with the arm at one point, and she kind of threw an elbow. Thought we were going to have a little throwdown right there.
Feisty, yeah.
Fun, yeah. Storm are winless. That might be a theme. This year, UW softball going to the College World Series. That starts, I believe, tomorrow. UW baseball also in the baseball tournament, Field of 64, as well. Mentioned Ron Francis. Anything else? Oh, T-Birds play tonight on the NHL. This is actually going to be on the NHL Network. You don't have to stream it. NHL Network against Kamloops. Winner goes to the semifinals in the Memorial Cup on Friday. We'll get more of that in the Daily Power Play. Let's get the show. Keeping an eye on... This is always my favorite... fun part about radio, live radio. We're keeping an eye on something we may or may not have. We're not sure. Shramick.
We are hoping to carry the Ron Francis.
Nice to have conference. You back, by the way.
Yeah.
How was Softy Show?
I was lent out yesterday. Oh, you know, it was as fun. Mm-hmm. Fun as a barrel of cats.
Really? That much fun, huh?
I don't know. That could be fun, depending on the age and feistiness of the cat.
I'm actually just having you fill time is what I was doing. I was trying to send it behind the scenes here. I was sending a text to our guy Shramick, who's shooting that for us, and said it's going to be streaming. But you know what? Sometimes Steve, I don't know if he knows exactly what's going on back at the home base. So we'll see if indeed they're going to stream it. If not, Mike Benton is there. We'll get the audio from the announcement. But Ron Francis does sign the contract extension. He'll join us coming up at 2:00 today. We'll have him on live. After the news conference and after they finish all the other stuff out there, be excited to talk to him. Good decision by the Kraken, by the way. Just a solid decision. You know, you look around the NHL, number of GMs hired and fired. There's still some teams looking for a GM. Pittsburgh, I believe, still looking for a guy. We've seen what's happened around the league with different Toronto just hired Calgary's guy that they fired in Brad Treveling. I mean, so it's if you can find – and I think this goes, guys, for any sport. If you can find some consistency – and you feel comfortable, stick with it. We live in a knee-jerk reaction world right now, sports, and it's just that's the way it's always been. And I know last year at this time, we're probably about 2 weeks away from everyone wondering if it was time to get rid of Jerry Dipoto and Scott Servais, right? When they were 10 games below 500, when you were working in the civilian world there, young lady, it was...
It was for you, Ian. It was...
I know it was, the taxpayers. Thank you. Protecting all. I appreciate that, as do all of us for helping us. But yeah, it was... That month of June was so bad for the Mariners, and we're like, man, like Jerry, Scott, is it time? Is it time to make a move and do something along the way?
And at that point, too, because I think that there were some restless people prior to that season as well. So if you're looking at 10 games below 500 at that point, it wouldn't have shocked anybody to see him blow it up and then look at what they did.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We do want just to provide a few details about this contract, because lot of things are pretty close to the vest, but this extension will start, will begin at the start of next season, so the 24-25 season, and then it keeps him here through the 26-27 year. So Ron Francis will be the general manager through 2027.
And I don't think they're going to stream it, by the way, so we'll probably just get Mike's audio in a minute. Let's just plan on that, unless you see something different. I'm going to turn off the replay of a newscast that I watched 8 times this morning. Boom, there we go. Okay, I go back to the consistency, and I think it is important. Look at the NFL. I mean, John Schneider and Pete Carroll have been here since 2010, and every year hasn't been rosy. Every year hasn't been great. Consistency wise, by NFL standards, they're pretty much the gold standard right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make an argument, obviously, Belichick's titles, but he hasn't done anything without Tom Brady.
Yeah.
These guys have gone through, they've taken a team to the postseason with 2 different quarterbacks, completely different rosters. And I think that there is something to be said for that, especially in sports and all sports. I think maybe the NBA might be the exception. The sports that you're really so dependent on a draft, to have that staff in place, your personnel department, both pro and amateur scouting. And, that's kind of an NHL term, amateur scouting, pro scouting. But in the NFL, it's the same way, college scouting and the pro personnel. To have the consistency in baseball. Nobody likes what's going on with the baseball team right now. If you do, then you're a fool. I mean, it's just like they're not good. Like you can do whatever, you can slice it any way you want. They can beat Oakland, they can beat bad teams, and that's all they can beat right now. And then when your pitching starts to fail you, then you've got a lot of questions. And we got questions about the DH. We got questions. I mean, that lineup last night was a joke.
Oh yeah.
It was an absolute joke. And then it was made more of a joke because Tom Murphy decides to be a selfish dipstick,
Yeah.
You just shut up. Like you're giving that guy there is no reason in a blowout game that you should get yourself thrown out. I'm going off a tangent here. Sorry for a second.
No.
But there is no reason in a blowout game, you're a so-called team leader, that your selfishness and your ego gets in the way where all of a sudden you've got to play your number one catcher in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. Like, that's just stupid. Like, that's a stupid play by him. You can complain about the call-up umpire and C.B. Buckner all you want. Sure, I'm with you on that. There might be some incompetence there. Just shut up.
Right.
Just shut up. And I brought that all up just because that Mariners last 2 games just been uncompetitive. And it's a bummer because you have 2 young pitchers that you thought were, bulletproof in a sense.
Yeah.
Neither one of them gave you a chance to win, which is unfortunate. But if you look at the bigger picture, and that's what I want to do, if you look at the bigger picture is this, consistency. DePoto, now Justin Hollander, Scott Servais, there's some consistency there. They're at least competitive. We may not love what's going on, may not love the offseason, but – listen, we've gone through Bavesi and Zarensic and about 1,000 managers. You've been here since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here back in my hometown since 06. Grew up watching this team. It feels like we had managers and GMs coming and going on a yearly basis. And that just never is good to being conducive. So I love the fact what the Seahawks have done. Hired by the way, Todd Leiwicki, John Schneider, and Pete Carroll. And Todd Leiwicki, now the guy in charge over the Kraken, and I think he understands the value of consistency. He also understands if it isn't the right person, that you fire them. Because it was Todd Leiwicki that had to go to Paul Allen and say, Jim Mora is a train wreck. And you're going to have to eat this contract and eat the money, but we made a mistake.
Yeah, what kind of one and done?
I mean,
you don't see that a lot in the NFL. Well, especially then. Now you see it more.
See a little more now, but not at the dollars that he had been was being paid. I mean, it was insane. But that's why Wiki understands that consistency. For the Kraken, there's sometimes you go, wow, you're coming off this great year, but he was due an extension, going to the last year of his deal, needed an extension, and good for them to see the job that he has done. I've been critical. I was really critical of the expansion draft. I still don't love the expansion draft. Doesn't mean I don't think he's a good GM. I think he's a great GM, at least so far in his tenure here. I also looked at Carolina this season and knew that his fingerprints were all over that team that was one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. So I like what Ron Francis has done, and I like the consistency. When you have a salary cap league, understanding what you have to deal with. I mean, God, the guys that took over in Vancouver, with the Canucks, walked into it just a hornet's nest. I mean, they're so tied down with bad contracts, you can't see
straight. Oh, yeah.
You know, so Jim Rutherford and Patrick Alvin, they can't do anything up there. Ron's done a very good job of being fiscally responsible in a salary cap league. Drafts are hard to say what they're going to turn out to be, but I'm watching Tucker Robertson last night play for Peterborough. Man, I love that kid. He's not even signed yet. They haven't signed him yet. But I love him. He reminds me, he looks like he's Cartier 2.0 is what he looks like. Man, he runs around like a fool and just hits everything and shoots and scores. I mean, he's got some skills. So I like what they're doing. I'm thrilled that they've done this so far. I'm thrilled that they're going down the road of the consistency in the organization. I'm assuming a Dave Haxtell extension is probably right around the corner. His contract is up. I think he's got 1 year left on it. No one really seems to know 100% what it is. It wasn't kind of divulged, but it feels like
keep that close to the vest.
Yeah, they have a lot of contracts in the age, like coach contracts are out there. We were looking at that. Sound of Hockey guys and me were looking at it a little while ago and we couldn't find it, but he's due for a contract extension as well. And that sends you up into the off season to have that consistency. Your top nine forwards are all under contract for next year. You add into that mix guys like Cartier, who you expect to be up here. What they do with Shane Wright, who knows? But definitely the franchise is trending in the right direction. So hopefully we'll hear, we'll get some audio back from Benton here in a little bit, and we can, if we do get that, we'll play that at 1:30, Jess.
That sounds good.
Yeah, because I want to get into some other stuff as well. I mentioned the Mariners. I won't dwell on it too much. You know, last night was, this series has been a disappointment. It just has. I think it's one thing to lose a couple games to a really good team like the Yankees. It's another thing to not be competitive in those two games because your pitching lets you down. And I think we see how fragile this team is. If their starting pitching isn't playing at a high level, they're in trouble. I mean, Logan Gilbert, like I kept glancing up. I mean, how many damn pitches? 30-plus pitches or 36, I think it was in the first inning, right? Like,
it was a start you knew wouldn't recover, basically.
You can't recover from that. And... it's been a disappointment. Get a win today. Next up, we talked about the Mollywop guys yesterday. The Rangers are on the horizon. This is going to be a tell you a lot week coming up. They need to get this one tonight to not get swept at home by New York and start getting wins against quality teams not named Oakland, for God's sakes. Okay, I want to get to this because we're going to run into Francis. Will join us. We'll get the audio coming up at 1:30 from the news conference. Sam Holloway, who's the kind of the co-owner, David Bonnerman's daughter, is there. And I'm curious to hear her as well. I don't think she's had a news conference yet. I know she's on with Puck and Jim, but I don't, they don't do a ton of news conferences per se. I don't think we've heard from her in that role yet. So it'd be good to hear from her coming up at the bottom of the hour. She's also the one that people feel is kind of at the forefront of going to bring the NBA back. That's not what today's about, but it'll be good to hear her.
It's a good voice to hear, yeah.
So the Pac-12 has announced its 2023 football early season and special date television schedule. It's a mouthful, isn't it? Let me read that headline again. The Pac-12 announces 2023 football early season and special date television schedule. Special dates would be week zero. There's one game. The Friday night games, the Thursday night games along the way as well. Washington does not have a Friday game or a Thursday game. Washington State does have one. Friday, November 17th, Colorado, Neon Dion, Coach Prime rolling into town to take on the Cougs. That's a 7:30 game on FS1.
Will there be a broadcast crew? Time will tell.
What?
I said, will there be a broadcast crew?
Oh, for FS1?
Yeah.
God, are they not going to travel again? I hope so. Different story. Okay, but Colorado Washington, that's the only Friday game then, and there's a Friday game. That's the one Friday game if you're a Cougs fan you can kind of stomach a little bit easier because of why. It's when Thanksgiving week's the next week, so students are leaving and all that. Jess loves Friday night games in Pullman in November, so she'll be down the sideline bundled up looking like she's like,
I pull a good Yeti snowman look.
I was gonna say something. I don't even, can you say, I can't say it anyway. She'll be there. The highlights for the local teams are as follows. Week one, Boise State at Washington. A, B, C. Keith Jackson, Bob Greasy. No, I'm just kidding. I wish it was Keith Jackson. God, that'd be great. Boise State at Washington, ABC, 12:30 kickoff. Dick Barrett is thrilled with that kickoff. It's when Don James played all of his games, 12:30 in the afternoon. Boise State, Washington, national TV, ABC. Same week, Washington State travels to Colorado State to take on Hugh Millen's son. That's a 4 o'clock Pacific time start on the CBS Sports Network. There is a Sunday game of Labor Day weekend in the Pac-12, which I love. I think Puckett talked about this a couple weeks ago, and we were wondering if this was going to happen, and it did. Sunday, September 3rd, Oregon State at San Jose State, CBS game at 12:30. B is supposed to be really good this season, so I love seeing a Sunday of Labor Day weekend game being played in the Pac-12, Oregon State, San Jose State against CBS, 12:30 on that Sunday. Week 2, Tulsa at Washington, Pac-12 Network, 2 o'clock. Wisconsin at Washington State, week 2, huge game, biggest one on the non-conference schedule for Wazoo. They take on the Badgers, who I'm still stunned have not found a way to get out of that game, like everybody always does coming out west.
They're in now.
Yeah, they're in now. Wisconsin at Washington State, ABC, primetime, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Huge. Huge
Pretty
game.
Pretty psyched about that one.
Pretty shit and shit. And they're doing some weird-ass stuff with ticketing there. I mean, I know they're expecting a sellout, but if like you buy like the mini ticket package for Wazoo, like 3 games, that game's not included in it for some reason. Like that's how I think why they think to just please don't do what they did with the Rose Bowl and screw up the tickets where people have to buy them from third parties and then they go, "Oh, we didn't."
Oh, yeah. That's always so sad because, you know,
we do things really dumb over there sometimes. And I'm hoping they figure that out, cuz I know a couple people that have like bought like mini ticket plans. But Wisconsin wasn't included in that. Anyway, another tangent. Wisconsin at Washington State, 4:30. That's a primetime game. Week 3 is when it gets interesting, and we'll get to this in a second, with Washington. Northern Colorado at Washington State. So the Cougs have a little soft landing there against a FCS opponent. That's a 2 o'clock game, Pac-12 Network. But here's the interesting one, and Puck and Jim talked about this earlier, and I'm kind of with them. Washington at Michigan State. That is a... I would think a marquee matchup in a lot of ways. It's also, well, not think, it is. It's a marquee matchup, Washington at Michigan State. So they go to East Lansing. That game, not on ESPN, not on Fox, not on FS1, not even on NBC.
Or CBS.
Or CBS. It's the way of the future. It's on Peacock. We're streaming. And it is the, let's see, hang on a second. It's the first game involving a Pac-12 school to be exclusively aired on the streaming service. So Husky fans, you will have to, and I guess I didn't realize this because I've got cable. I get Peacock, but I guess as of the end of June, you got to pay extra for Peacock.
Oh, that's why I have it for free. Because I was telling Bucket that. I was like, no, it's free. Just download the app.
But as of the end of the month,
it will no longer be free. Okay.
So that game, it jumps out at me for the reason I just mentioned. It's on streaming, and it's also probably the way of the future. Like, this is, at some point in the next television deal, if there's a media rights deal, and if there's a Pac-12 conference, if something gets done here by the end of the summer, and we have a season in 2024 and beyond, there will be streaming. And then you're going to have all those decisions you make again. I think it's an interesting game to put on a streaming service. I have no idea how that process goes in terms of who makes that decision. It's a TV partner. It's NBC Universal, and I guess they must have a deal with the Big Ten, right? That must be how it works. That's probably a Canzano and Wilner question, but because Peacock's part of the NBC networks. But to watch that game, you're going to have to two things. One, I guess have a smart TV, right?
Yeah, or a laptop.
Or a laptop, and you're going to have to subscribe to Peacock.
Yep.
And watch that game, which I think starting in the next season, 2024, we're probably going to see a lot more of that. I would think whoever it is, there's been talk of Peacock in the Pac-12, and maybe this is a test case. There's been talk about Amazon, but all those cost money. Now, Amazon, I do bristle a little bit at that, only in the sense that when people complain about that one, there's 350 million people or something like that in the worldwide.
Right.
That have Amazon
Everyone
Prime.
Has Prime.
Everyone has Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Anders, do you have Amazon Prime?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I do, yes.
Yeah, okay. And you cut everything. So you're like a YouTube guy, right?
Yeah.
Everyone has Amazon Prime.
Yes.
That would be the best case scenario for the Pac-12. I'll just say this again. This is old man yelling at clouds. I hate streaming games. I'm watching the Thunderbirds play the other night in the Memorial Cup, and I'm having to stream it because they had to send the code. So like streaming it. And I wanted to flip back and forth and see what's going on in the baseball game.
Yep.
The game 7 of the NBA and also the hockey game.
Yeah.
Now, as it turned out, baseball game blowout, NBA game blowout, hockey game blowout.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to go anywhere. I could, and knock on wood, I had my Twitter back that day. I could kind of follow along and see.
So are you a channel slash stream flipper or are you a multiple screen guy? Because I'm a multiple screen guy.
Yeah, see, if I'm watching something, I like to watch the game on the television I have in my family room. I can put stuff on the computer and have it next to me. But if I'm watching with people, like in this case, it was my son, it's like, you know, watching a computer screen and a TV. And to get out of like the streaming, it's not just like I'm just old. I'm used to switching channels.
Yeah,
I like to switch channels. For that Peacock game, for example, I would say that the downside of that is, now again, if you're someone that already streams and watches YouTube or Fubo or whatever else we do have these days, then you're used to it. College football Saturday, I want the ability to flip all over the place. And as a someone that is interested always when Washington plays, rooting against them, Spartan up, whatever you call it that day, I want, though, to not watch, like I might want to flip away from it for a second. Hey, what's going on in Arkansas Baylor or whatever, whoever else is playing, right? I want to be able to do that. But this is probably the way of the future. So, thoughts on the streaming, by the way, for Husky fans. 49451 is a Tell 'Em More to Do text line. We'll check those a little bit later on. Yes.
Yeah. One of the things I was going to say is another part of the future, I think, in following in Apple's footsteps is going to be able to choose your home team broadcast, too. That's something that I've heard rumblings in just because I'm involved in the, you know,
yes,
the sports broadcasting world as a sideline reporter. But
so, would they get rid of a TV broadcast crew?
See, I don't, not necessarily, but they could, just like Fox Sports 1 didn't travel their crews to certain games, you know, we've seen over the past couple of years. So they feasibly could. And that would be a cost-cutting move that networks might make as things go to streaming.
Which there's good and bad with that, right?
Absolutely.
The good is if you're a dog fan, you want to listen to Tony and Cam. If you're a Cook fan, maybe you want to listen to Alex and Chaz and the person doing sidelines, who we can't mention. She does sidelines. But you may want to listen to them. The problem is if you're doing a radio broadcast and it's on and someone's watching you via television, they're showing replays and things that if you're doing a TV broadcast, when you do a TV broadcast, you're not, okay, you watch the field, but you're always having one eye on the monitor.
Right, because you have to describe what's going on on the monitor.
What the audience is seeing.
Yep.
A radio crew is not going to be doing that. Mm-mm. So it's going to make, you may not care. You may say, I don't want to listen to the FS. Alex Faust and Petros doing a game drives me insane. So I want to listen to Chaz or Tony or what have you. I get that. But yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. When you watch the WHL games right now on the streaming, like for the T-Birds, they do give you that option, home or away broadcast.
Oh, they do.
To click. Yeah, which is pretty cool. Like, so you don't have to listen to the, you can listen to your own guy. So there's other places already do that, which is cool technology. But again, they're doing radio on TV and not really caring about the TV, but that's fine.
It all depends on, what the streaming networks.
Yeah. So anyway, the first 3 weeks are the only ones that are out there for the Pac-12. The special games I mentioned, Colorado, Washington State. So the Friday games, the Thursday games, those are out there as well. There's a bunch of those. Primetime, Dion comes to Pullman on the Friday before, or actually the Friday when Thanksgiving break starts. So hopefully kids will stick around, students will stick around for
that. We should get him on the show that week.
I'm not calling him Coach Prime. I'm just going to tell you right now, it won't go well. It will not go well. I'm not going to call him Coach or Prime. Dion or nothing. So it probably lasts like 30 seconds. Put him on with Puck. And you know what? Puck ain't going to call him Coach either.
Really?
Not a chance. Zero chance. Yeah. By then they'll roll into town. That's week. It's the second to last week of the season, right? So 11. 11 games in, right? Or they'll be 10 games in.
Ten
games in. What will they be? Two and eight.
Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope. I root so hard for them to be awful.
There's no way they can dig out of a hole that fast. I don't care who your coach is. You could have Bill Belichick coaching your college football team, and you're not going to...
Were you on the sideline Leach's first year?
Yep.
They were awful.
Yep.
They were awful.
We were
excited about it. I was like, oh, it's going to take a while. All right, take a break, quick break, come back, hear a little bit from the Ron Francis News Conference. Have him. He's going to join us, by the way, coming up 2 o'clock, 93.3 KGRFM.
Now back to the Ian Furness Show, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino.
All right, Kraken Community Iceplex moments ago. The Seattle Kraken made a significant announcement. Ron Francis is sticking around as the general manager of your Seattle Kraken. Just from about 20 minutes ago, here is the voice, the first one you'll hear, of one Todd Lywicki.
It's actually a great day for us, but specifically for me, because it's not been the easiest journey, but we had goals, we had ideas, we even had dreams. And for me to be sitting here today to sign this guy up, and hopefully this is where this man finishes his career, is an incredible thought, because this wasn't easy. But when we introduced Ron, we introduced somebody that had played the game for 23 years, second only to Wayne Gretzky in assists. And hockey is great because you get the same credit for an assist as you do a goal. Two Stanley Cups, three Lady Bangs, and that is a big deal. I once said two Lady Bangs, and Ron later corrected me and said actually it was three. But that's for sportsmanship and playing the game the right way. What an incredible honor to win that once, much less three times. But then he retired and moved to the front office and was everything from a development director to a coach to a general manager. And he built a great team. Our first hire in hockey was Alex Mandrecki, and she was kind of my partner as we did the search. And, you know, we did analytics on what happened there in Carolina, the roster he built, the team in Charlotte that went on and won the Calder Cup. You know, this guy had an incredible resume, but he came into a challenging circumstance. You know, doing something like this from scratch isn't easy, much less doing it in the midst of a global pandemic. And there's not a day that goes by where I don't think about that circumstance in which we launched this team. And someday another book will be written, and we will tell the story of how challenging that really was to recruit people, to recruit players, to build out what he needed to build. But he set out to do it, and he had a plan. And Ron Francis has a plan. He had that plan from day one. At first, was hiring great people, three assistant general managers, Jason Botterill, Alex, Ricky Olczyk, fantastic. And that's a big statement of who he is that he surrounds himself with incredibly talented people. Ron was fundamental in building our facilities, locker rooms, Coachella Valley. You know, and in fact, he got his family involved. And I remember a long weekend where he got drawings back and they weren't what he wanted. And he canceled family plans and they gathered around the living room table and rebuilt those. But built great facilities. Led the expansion draft. It was different than the first one. Teams were wiser, but Ron had a plan and knew what he wanted to do. Smart in the amateur draft. That's a part of our story we probably don't talk enough about, but we're thrilled with where we stand with prospects after just 2 years going into our third now. Probably don't talk enough about the American Hockey League team. 32 teams. They all start out with the same dream, and we're in the Final Four now. And that's his team. Others certainly help, but Ron had the vision. And, you know, we had some optimism about it. We also had concerns that we would say to a player, hey, we want to call you up to the big club, and he'd say, hey, I have a tee time tomorrow morning. Can I come up on Sunday? The players pulled that jersey on with great pride. But I think long-term, he's built a franchise here that looks like Ron Francis. It's competitive. It's balanced. It has grit. It has determination. So today we proudly announce this gentleman is with us at least through the 26-27 year. And for me, it is a dream come true. Thank you.
No, I appreciate everything. This is about so much more than me. I mean, the ownership group from day one has been fantastic. They've given us, as you see here and at CPA, just incredible facilities for our players to work at and train at. They've never said no on any request to try and do something that makes the players have the best opportunity to be successful. And in doing so, you're creating an environment that players want to be playing in, and then people want to come to Seattle and play for the Kraken based on what the ownership is doing and how they treat the players. So that's exciting and very thankful for me. From day one, they've kind of bought into what we're trying to do and haven't wavered in their support, so that's been great. There's so many people that are a big part of this. It's not me. I mean, we've got tremendous hockey operations staff, and they work tirelessly. They're smart, they're dedicated, they do a great job, and I'm sitting here today because of how good, and how hard they've worked. So thank you to all my staff and what they've done there. And it's not just the hockey side, it's the business side as well. I mean, they work tirelessly to sell tickets and suites and corporate packages and get people in the building. And, that's what makes it special and exciting. Game 6 in the playoffs, I mean, that's as good as I've heard in my career in that building, in any building, really. So it's been a real team effort, and I'm sitting up here today, and they're saying good things about me, but it's a much bigger picture than just me. So I appreciate you being here. I'm excited to be here for a few more years, and hopefully everybody's opinion doesn't change, but we're going to stick to the plan and continue building it the right way so we can be a great franchise for multiple years. So thank you.
And we'll hear from Ron Francis. He'll join the show with us coming up at 2:00 today. 23 years in the National Hockey League as a player, 2-time Stanley Cup champion. And I think sometimes goes without mentioning one of the best players in the history of the game. He is 5th all time in scoring in the NHL. The only players ahead of him, Wayne Gretzky, Jaromir Jagr, Mark Messier, and Gordie Howe. That is elite, elite company. And as a GM, has constructed a really good team and did construct a really good team in Carolina. And the fruits of that labor, if you watch the Carolina Hurricanes, a good chunk of their core are guys that he drafted and acquired. And the Seattle Kraken, under the leadership of Ron Francis and coaching of Dave Haxtell this season, but specifically Francis and his staff putting things together, they had, the best turnaround in the history the game. They cranked it up a notch this year. They were unbelievable in the playoffs. And I think you see the bright future that lies ahead for the organization with him running the show as well. The draft picks, we really haven't seen that yet, but we will probably start to see the payoff of that next year. I would expect Riker Evans, their second pick in the first draft, to be here next year as a defenseman. Shane Wright may still be a little bit of ways away. But there's a lot in just watching. I mentioned Robertson from Peterborough, watching him in the Memorial Cup. Every one of his draft picks, I went back and looked at this a couple times this season, and Todd wants us to talk more about Coachella Valley, and that's a good story and all. But most of his picks are still in juniors or college, and the guys that I looked at number-wise, they all had great years. And a lot of times guys get drafted, and they take a step back. Like, oh, I've been drafted, I'm good. And sometimes you'll see the year after your draft year, some points maybe tail off a little bit and take a step back. That wasn't the case with these guys. They all have to be signed. A couple guys out there still need to be signed, but like what he's done so far, he'll join us coming up 2:00. We'll take a break, come back for more, 93.3 KJRFM.
Malkin shoots one in on goal, deflection, they score! It's Crosby!
In front, Kucherov, score!
This is the Daily Power Play.
Deep slot, one-timer, McKinnon, he scores!
Finish. Now, Ian Furness on Sports Radio 93.3.
This is the battle of Alberta we've been waiting for.
KJR FM.
All right, Daily Power Play brought to you by nobody right now. Twitter.com, maybe.
Twitter support.
Twitter support. So anyway, how are we? What's going on? Kraken just named Rob Francis, their general manager. We'll have him on coming up today at 2 o'clock. Thunderbirds tonight against Kamloops. Winner goes to the semifinal of the Memorial Cup Friday. Loser plays a consolation, well, plays a play-in tiebreaker game tomorrow. So you could end up playing three games in 3 days. Somebody could end up doing that. So that's on the NHL Network tonight, by the way, if you want to check that out. NHLNetwork.com or NHL Network. All right, that's it for David Powell, because we're going to get back to Ron in just a few minutes as well. My Twitter's been hacked again. Have you seen that?
I haven't been on my old
The last tweet that you have was just retweeting my thing on Ron Francis, so it hasn't tweeted anything nefarious yet. But your picture was changed to a blank from a blank profile picture to, it's like television striation lines. I don't know what that is, but it's still blank-ish. But
you guys keep talking.
You didn't do that.
They have it out for you, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I don't understand how many times you've done this. I don't understand how they're continuing to get in, because I don't know. That happened to me once, and I was one and done. Boom. Never happened again.
Yeah, no erroneous tweets just yet, but,
we'll keep an eye on it for you.
It's a developing story, as they say.
Yes. If anything comes out, we will block and report. So, or just report it. Anyway, Anders, what's going on in that soccer game in there?
Yeah, we got
I saw you cheering.
Oh, I was cheering for the update that was saying we have the Sounders playing tonight. So that was the main thing.
But,
We got Sounders and Mariners tonight. It's the Europa League final. We got Rome versus Sevilla in Spain. So,
There.
Which one? Sevilla.
Well, I've been to Rome, too, but Sevilla was a much more enjoyable trip.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Highly recommend.
I love going to Spain.
I got to go to one of the flamenco shows, I think.
Yeah.
It was unlike anything I've ever seen for a live performance.
Pretty
it
cool.
was absolutely wonderful.
Really hot there.
True. It is really hot there. Yes. Okay. What else is going on here? Ian, how are we looking?
Not good.
Like Ian said, we will have Ron Francis coming up. And one of the things we talked about at the top of this hour was just about how consistency builds championships. And, you know, we saw the Mariners stick with Jerry and Scott for a longer period of time than some fans had patience for.
Well, and I'm curious on what, in terms of 10 years, where this ranks in the Mariners franchise.
It's got to
be one of the longer ones, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first got here, Jack Zarenzik had just been named the new general manager. And I think we had Wakamatsu as the coach. He lasted, He lasted 1 year, I believe.
Yeah.
And then we just had some interesting...
It was a weird time.
...churning at that position throughout that period of time. But Jerry and Scott have stuck. Yeah, we had McClendon.
Lloyd McClendon.
Yeah.
Eric Wedge, if you remember those
Eric
days.
Wedge.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I didn't you brought it up. That's a, You know, it's just great. And I can say on a personal level, I really like both those guys, too.
Yeah.
So it sucks when you, like someone and then all of a sudden they get fired. But when you look at the one and done that the Seahawks had with Jim Mora, that was, that was during a brand new era there as well. And
they cut their losses. Yeah.
They did, but you didn't know if that was going to be a habit.
You guys are doing great.
If that was going to be something that we saw from this new leadership on a regular basis, and man,
not that we were ever worried that would happen at the Kraken, because I think most people would kind of agree that this was a resounding successful season bounce back after what they did.
Yeah,
last year.
And you had to give more time. So
even if they didn't get to the playoffs this year, it wouldn't have been like, oh, it's a failure all of a sudden.
Right, exactly.
Have you guys ever done the arrows to rotate the animal to face in the direction of the hand? Let's see.
What?
What are you? What?
There we go. I'm trying to authenticate right
now. Are you
now.
Speaking English?
Yeah.
Use the arrows to rotate the animal. Use the arrows to rotate the animal to face in the direction of the hand. All right.
I think your life may have been hacked.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
There's some Topo Chicos in the fridge that I keep seeing hanging around.
I brought them for Booze News, and there was a couple left. So.
Oh, see? And see, now
they're
I
all yours,
to
Ian,
give you, give you permission for it.
Thank you. You received your request.
He's turned turned into a
different world.
A human computer.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Is this number three or four?
This is number three.
Wow.
Yeah. Number
unbelievable.
Three. And, yeah, number three. And now I got to try to figure out how to sign into my email. This is a good time. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll come back and we'll check in with Ron Francis coming up next.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.